Hi, angels, and welcome to our show tonight. I'm Cherie, and the name of the show is Angel Coaches, and just a little bit of insight here. So this will give you an idea about intuition. So I have been meditating a few years ago, and 2008, 2009, I don't even remember now, but I've been meditating, and I said, okay, what do you want me to call my website, my show? And all of a sudden, I heard, and I've been by myself because I think sometimes you get answers by yourself. So I heard, call your show, Angel Coaches. I was like, that name's not going to be available. And voila, it is. It was. And so today, the angels gave me that name. I remember Archangel Haniel there being there. She's does very well with clairvoyance, helping you develop your psychic abilities. She really enjoys moon energy, but will come to you no matter what or where you are. So how do you develop your intuition? I think being by yourself sometimes and really just not being lonely, but being alone and setting up some kind of spiritual practice, whether it's prayer and meditation, singing, it doesn't really matter, reading, because it quiets your mind and you can get information. So how do you develop your intuition? That's one way. Meditation, being by yourself, doesn't mean you have to be alone in your house, but if you can go to a place where it's quiet, then you can do it, to be that way with it. Also, ask Haniel to come. She's great at helping you develop your psychic abilities. She's also great at working with you with moon energy. And I have a client, she's one of my, because I'm a life and spiritual coach, she says that what she does is she writes everything down and then burns it in the moon. And well, when she out at night in front of the moon and says a prayer. So that helps her develop her intuition. I meditate and pray, and I'm always in the morning time. I always three things I want to achieve. And I tell my sweetheart who's laying next to me, I tell him three things I like about him and appreciate about him. And he does the same for me. So that's kind of cool. The other thing that you have that to help you with your intuition is really just listen to it, okay? And I promise you, your intuition works even when you think it's not working. All you got to do is have a quiet mind, as I said, by yourself for a few minutes. So I always say never more than 30, between 15 minutes and 30 minutes, and 5 minutes, something is better than nothing, okay? And you go, well, I'll do 30 minutes tomorrow. I'll make sure I do it. Well, remember, any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. So that's something right there that to remember. The other thing is listen to your intuition. How do you know it is your intuition? Remember, emotion comes from our ego, right? Try driving in traffic. I am the world's worst at driving in traffic. I'm trying to get to be better about it. But when you're cussing, you're mad at someone, you're reactionary, that's emotions. Those are usually from ego. Feelings, you wake up feeling happy, or you feel like you're going to hear from someone, or you feel like you're getting an answer, you're not even sure why. That's feelings. Those are coming from a higher energy, higher power, God, angels, whoever you believe in. Buddha, doesn't really matter. Jeshua, Jesus, which is the Hebrew name, is Jeshua because he's Hebrew. So that's some things to remember there, okay? So Haniel says, and not, just say, ask for my help because I am in charge, not only in charge, but one of the ones that really help with clairvoyance, seeing things. And so just ask for her help, and she says, I will be glad to help you. And how do you ask for clairvoyance and Haniel's help? Just say, Dear Archangel Haniel, thank you for coming to me. Thank you for helping me develop my intuition. And thank you for giving me answers. And I always say, either let me dream about it, remember the dream, and ask for that. You may want to say, and if this is the right path for me, let me see. I like the number 444. What do you like? Do you like, whatever number resonates with you? Some people like the number 8 because it's a sign of infinity. So you'll find something that works for you if you want to work with numbers and just say, hey, give me a set of these three numbers or one number or two numbers, and you'll see it in an odd place. The other day I was driving and I saw 444, on a license plate. Isn't that cool? So that's something I wanted to share with you. And the best way to, as I said just a second ago, is to develop your intuition is listen to it. I promise you, when you're listening to for your intuition or for an answer, you'll get it. But it's better to be quiet, okay? It's better to have some downtime. It's better to be peaceful in a peaceful moment, okay? That's what I think. So somebody asked me the other day, they said, what's your religion? And I got this from the Dalai Lama. He said his religion is kindness. And I said, my religion is gratitude. So, you know, maybe your religion can be peace, right? Any religion works, okay? But I think religion is that's cool. So you can say something like that and really mean it. So just listen to your intuition. I'll never lead you wrong. You can ask for three numbers to confirm something for you, or one or two or three numbers. You also can, ask for Archangel Haniel's help. And Thinker, thank you for helping me. You can tell her that. The other thing that you can do is I have a client or a friend of mine too who writes things down and then burns it in front of the moon. Okay, so that's something, a significant, thing that she does. Okay, so she has a practice that she does. So, Haniel showed me this and she says, give them these exercises. So maybe this will help you understand and develop and follow your intuition more. Okay. What I want you to do is, in the past, maybe you can remember a time when you started acting on a feeling, a hunch, or a feeling, or an urge, and things turned out well for you, right? Have you ever thought, well, I feel like I need to go here, and you went there, and it was amazing and wonderful. Remember that? I'll share one with you from a client. She told me the other day, she goes, I had a feeling. This has been a few years ago. She said, I had a feeling that if I went to church, and she said, I didn't like going to church. And she said, but if I went to this particular church, that I would get an answer and find out how I could get the money to pay my rent. She was a single mom too, or she is a single mom. And so she went to the church. She didn't know what was going to happen or anything. And she just followed the path and, talking to this person. And then the next day, somebody actually called her from the church and offered to pay her rent. So, and it gave her the boost that she needed. So that's a cool story, I think. Here's another one. So write down at least three things your mind's been whispering, sharing with you. It feels like a little whisper in your ear, or maybe even shouting to you that you should do. It can be a big thing or small things. Think of a situation. Think of three things. At least think of one, okay, where you got that, where you felt like there was a little whisper, do this, right? I actually have to do something, and I got this when I was waking up, because right between that wake and sleep state, it's a twilight state, whether in the morning or in the evening, you can ask a question and get a really firm, strong answer, and you can hear it. It's like, and there's like 90 seconds where you'll get an answer like that in between that twilight. 90 seconds. So I said, hey, what do I need to do for this situation? And then I heard this voice, and it said, you need to get on top of your game and start handling it now. I was like, okay, right? You feel that deep breath in your heart, and you're like, okay, I got to get it done. So that's something you could do. Remember, there's 90 seconds between sleep and when you're totally awake, or totally sleep and waking, however you want to say it, because you're either going to bed or waking up, that you can ask a question and get a really, really strong answer, okay? And so just remember that. Once again, I said that four times. And think of one step you could take towards each of, of things that you want to bring into your life that you can do one step toward that. Isn't that cool? Right? So I want to get a new car that lower my payments, and I like a convertible. And I did something. I went upside down in my new car a couple of years ago because I wanted a new car. And it doesn't make sense what I did, but I did it. And so one of the things, and I didn't put anything down on it because my credit was good. So stupid. But now what I want to do is I want to trade. I'm not stupid, but that was not the smartest decision right there. So one of the things I want to do is I trade my car and get a lower payment, and you know, and so that's something I'm doing. And I feel like about 7 or 8 months ago, I said, what's something I'm going to do in the year 2019? We're in that year. And then all of a sudden, I saw myself buying a new car. And I was like, that's not true. But, hey, here I am. I've made that decision about a week and a half ago to do it. And so what I did was I went and I started talking to the finance manager in the dealership that I want to, you know, I want to get the car from. And she goes, okay, I'm going to help you out. I'll send you some numbers. So that's what I'm doing. And I feel like by June, at the end of June, I'm going to do it. Okay. So do something like that. So take a step. Whatever you're looking to create or your intuition is telling you, just take a physical step toward that. I did. I went and talked to the manager, you know, the finance manager. And so maybe you can do something like that with whatever you're looking to create. You know, if it's a new car, new house, spirituality, maybe you can research some classes that you can take, right, online and offline. Okay. Mark a date on your calendar when you'll take this step. You know, as I said, I had that dream about 6 months ago. And I was like, you know, let me check this out, because I thought it was crazy when I had the dream. And I don't think it's so crazy now. So anyway, just those few things. So think of a step that you can take towards a goal or something that you're looking to create, right? And put that intention out there, right? Because intention is so important, like co-creating with God, your higher power, however you see that. And then put it on your calendar, you know, when you want to achieve it. I use Google Calendar. So, you know, I've got mine down for June 25th. So that's mine. I use Google. I love it. It saves my butt a few times, okay? And also just, you know, to prepare yourself to believe that you can have it. Yeah, think of a time when, you know, that you had three things that you had a strong intuition or you had a strong feeling, a hunch that it was going to happen. And write down at least three things in your mind, in your heart, that have been whispering for you to take action, or maybe even shouting. I told you about that story, right, for you to do. And, you know, and they can be big or small, just so you know. And like I said, mark in your calendar a date when you want to have this thing. I told you about my car about 6 or 7 months ago. I had a dream about it or I asked, and then the message of God is, you're going to get a new car this year. I thought that was crazy, but it's not so crazy. Anyway, June 25th, that's my date. So I hope that makes sense to you. And ask for Archangel Haniel to help you. And also take some time in the morning to really, really concentrate on opening your intuition. Maybe it's a meditation, because there's plenty of them online you can do now on YouTube. Maybe it's devotional time, you know, reading a book, a personal development book. I have a client who reads the Bible and does her devotions like that. And then, you know, maybe you take the archangels and look at one a day, or, you know, one for the next 7 days, because there's seven. Some people feel there's more, but start with the seven that we all know: Michael, Haniel, Jophiel, Metatron. You know those. There's, as I said, seven. So that's a couple of things that you can do, and just listen to it. Your intuition, when you're quiet, and you're raising your vibration by doing a meditation, by doing some kind of devotional time, having a spiritual practice yourself, and or have a spiritual practice with your mate. Three things that my guy and I say we're grateful for every morning with each other, right? And you go, well, what happens when you run out of those? Well, then we'll go to other great things we can be grateful for. Anyway, if you're thinking, now that's pretty good and pretty funny. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. What do you think? Do you like it? And just remember, start tomorrow, start today. You know, let me put it like this, make a commitment to do this. I read this somewhere. So making a commitment to yourself means listening to your feelings from moment to moment and acting on what is right for you in that moment in time or in that present time. Okay, and I think that's just what I said. That means feelings are from God. Emotions typically are from the ego. And cussing like a sailor in traffic is one of the ones that I am learning to control, right? So we all have our stuff. Or ego. But I hope that helps you. You guys have a wonderful Saturday, and tomorrow at 12 p.m. East Coast time, we're going to have the Millionaire Maker. Last week, we took a break because of the holiday. I think Easter is a great family day. And so listen in tomorrow at 12 p.m. East Coast, or he's actually in California, 3 p.m. California time. All right, everybody, take care and have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye. Tomorrow.